Representative Eli Crane, "We should be clearing the way to suppressor access." By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 3, 2026. During Wednesday's House Oversight Committee roundtable, Representative Eli Crane, R.Oz, exposed myths the left perpetuates about suppressors and called for clearing the way for law-abiding Americans to access the devices. Crane used his time to ask questions to American Suppressor Association's Knox Williams, retired Deputy Assistant ATF Director Peter Forsely, and National Shooting Sports Foundation's Lawrence Keene. During this time of questions and answers, Crane suggested that some elected officials are slow to remove restrictions on suppressors because they are pretty ignorant about what suppressors actually do. He suggested such officials actually get their information from watching movies. Williams concurred and Crane added, "I own several suppressors myself, and you watch these Hollywood movies and it makes them sound like they're whisper quiet, and that's not the case at all." Crane then shifted from the left's make-believe suppressor world to the hand-wringing claims that more suppressor access will result in more crime. He asked Forsely how many times suppressors were part of a matter he investigated during his decades-long law enforcement career, and Forsely responded, "Two." Forsely further noted that the two suppressors were not used in violent criminal acts but discovered during the execution of search warrants. Crane then asked Keene, a former prosecutor, if his experience was similar to Forsely's. And Keene responded, "I never encountered a case involving a suppressed firearm." As discussion continued between Crane and the panel, they noted that adding a suppressor to a pistol increases the size of the gun, making it harder to conceal and therefore not an attractive choice for criminals. Keene noted the surge in suppressor demand, pointing out that there are now approximately 6.65 million suppressors in civilian hands. He noted that the exponential growth in suppressor ownership has not resulted in any increase in the use of suppressors in crimes. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. He enjoys reading philosophy and novels by Jack Carr and Nelson DeMille. He is a lover action man in an Arkansas 15 world. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.